Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in, keep truckin'.
Hi, like music time. This is the portion of the hour where you hear various collective musical references that are hopefully tied together in some intelligent way for a conversation. Thus the stab at the Grateful Dead and their final shows. They're going to put them, this is something that was announced yesterday. The Grateful Dead, along with special guest Trey Anastasio. I don't
Anastasio,
know.
Anastasio, yeah.
Who's he?
He is from, one of the other jam bands here. Hold on.
Oh, really?
I've seen him before.
So he and the Dead are going to perform five times, or what's left of the Grateful Dead. Let's see here. Three Chicago Fish. Dates. Fish from the group Fish.
He's a guitar player and singer from Fish.
Yeah. Okay, all right. That is perfect. That's a great fit. Santa Clara, Jennifer, and Chicago. Two dates in Santa Clara and three in Chicago. And then after they have put them all together, they're going to have they're going to do this two ways. They're going to do Paper a Few on, what would be the right connection? Paper View. Do they have some company that...
That's right, like an on-demand thing.
Right.
So on your cable...
So it would be on all the cable channels no matter what, right?
Right, usually, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the Chicago shows are taking place on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of July. Perfect time for that. You'll be able to watch them on TV and in theaters. And then the Santa Clara gigs are on June 27th and 28th. They'll be streamed online. The Dead will offer a pre-sale to purchase the webcast for all five nights at $79.95.
Wow.
Who's in on that?
They will make a ton of money.
Yeah, they will make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yep, right. Yep. Let's see here. The host is going to be Steve Leisman from CNBC. Why?
No idea.
Bill Walton, the Basketball Hall of Famer.
Because they're grateful they're not dead.
They might be deadheads, I'm guessing.
Yeah, obviously.
Walton is.
Right?
Yeah.
Walton's a big deadhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody here a deadhead?
No.
No.
Ooh. I've seen him a couple times.
Yeah, but that doesn't qualify you for being a deadhead.
I didn't know what the qualifications were.
Somebody who's probably high much of the time.
Yeah, no.
That's not Molly.
I'm hoping that's not. Worked too well.
That's not Molly. Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Dougie.
Do you have an update on Suge Knight?
Still in jail.
Still in jail.
Is he? Now, this is the guy, for those of you who don't remember, intentionally killed, or at least that's the charge.
Well, he didn't intentionally kill. He just ran over his vehicle forward and then backward. I mean, you know.
Oh.
Killed one guy. I mean, killed him dead. And then
how do you kill them if they're not dead?
And went after the other.
He backed over him and then ran over him again. It is horrible.
That's pretty much the confirmation you need. Once you back up and then
and I don't think he did anything
again.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
He was just mad.
Oh, I don't know, because he was threatening, according to the accounts, the guy that survived, he was threatening to kill him, and the guy actually thought that Suge Knight was going to pull a gun, and that's when he just threw his car into reverse and took them all out. But what I've heard is that the guy that survived is afraid to testify against him because he's afraid of what'll happen to him.
Really?
You don't need
Suge
to testify.
Suge Knight is super connected.
Really?
The video just shows everything. Who needs to testify?
There's a movie that's coming out. I've seen it in the trailers and the movies last 3 or 4 weeks. It's about one of the big rap groups, a la Suge, with bad people in it. And I'm trying to... Paul Giamatti is in it as a promoter of this group that came
he
along.
Looks like someone that Suge Knight would.
Yeah, but this is a
Giamatti?
Real story. So who would it be? Dr. Dre's in the movie and
it's
Ice Cube.
It's probably about N.W.A.
Yes, yeah. It is. How'd you know?
Because I know. And I happen to know the guy who created N.W.A., who the movie's about.
Even really?
I cannot remember his name for the life of me.
Is he a good guy, bad guy?
He's a good guy. He's been friends. He actually is friendly with my dad, and he's been on CRN for a few times.
Oh.
And he's a nice man. Now, did he do probably nice things? I don't know. He wrote a book, though. And it was all about Death Row Records.
Perfect. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, Payment Town.
Stephen Mann from Wiley, Texas. Just bought a new bike. We'll go down to Rick Fairless's Stroker there in Dallas.
The TV show.
That is where they film the reality show. Yeah.
Stroker's Dallas, a great place to go. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute bought a bike from Rick Fairless.
I actually bought it from Rick, and they were interviewing Rick on TV, and Kim didn't know that they were doing it, and she walked right by the camera. And Rick goes, "You didn't see that camera?" He goes, "No." He goes, "Well, it looks like you're going to be on TV, dude."
Rick lost the show.
Even though the show's canceled, he still is real active in bike runs and rallies and supporting just local bikers. Give them a place to go and a place to come cool off, place to get a beer or whatever. And it's a great place to go.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice. Life is a dance. Passion is your partner.
So when you're looking for an opportunity, don't follow your passion. Lead it.
You lead by finding the 1-2-3 rhythm in the song.
First, proficiencies. What comes easy for you that others find difficult?
Second, people. Look for people with a problem that intersects with your passions and proficiencies. But that's not quite enough. You need one more thing.
Third, profit. You need a solution to their problem for which they will gladly pay. And you make money. Money makes the dance fun.
So lead your passions to find an opportunity that becomes a giving companion. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast. It's furious. It's totally bonkers. So buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.